Body language. The signals you don't know you're sending and how to master them. Author, Glenn Wilson. Everybody's second language. Where there is a discrepancy between what is said verbally and the feelings that are indirectly transmitted through facial expressions and body language, we quite rightly set greater score by what we see, rather than what we are being told. This is because body language leaks certain emotions and attitudes that we might have preferred to conceal from those who observe us, and they know it. The reception process is immediately and largely unconscious. It is widely said that 93% of our communication is through body language, while only 7% is based on the words themselves. Case study. Studies have been done on the U.S. presidential election campaigns. The speeches of candidates are assessed through watching videos with and without sound, listening to sound recordings alone, and simply reading transcripts. This allows comparison of the power of the various channels to influence voter choices, and it confirms that visual body language and even tone of voice are much more persuasive than the verbal content of the message. It is now widely recognized that what we often think of as our second language is actually more important than our first. Any poker player, salesperson, investigating detective, actor, or nightclub dancer will attest to this, so it is important to study it and understand its principles. Seen and not heard. Next time you are at a noisy cocktail party or social function where you can barely hear the person you are talking to, take a look at groups of people interacting across the other side of the room. Even though you cannot hear a word they say, you will be able to divine a great deal about what is really going on between them, their true feelings, and their intentions towards each other. The same effect can be achieved by turning off the sound on the TV when a drama or soap is playing. An amusing party game is to supply some of the dialogue that you cannot hear on a video, then afterwards replay it with the sound up to see how wide of the mark you were. How do I look? We are often told not to judge a book by its cover. Yet that is precisely what we do a lot of the time. Only with great reluctance do we change a negative evaluation based on the initial glance. The first impression sets the stage for all further interaction. When people are shown photographs of strangers' faces whose personality has been previously assessed, they are able to detect immediately those who are high in psychoticism. This is a major personality trait that is partly inherited and which goes with slightly weird behavior, irresponsibility, risk-taking, criminal activity, and delinquency. How we are able to judge this in the faces of others is a bit of a mystery because the facial differences were not obvious to the researchers. However, there are clear survival advantages in spotting someone untrustworthy, especially for a woman choosing a partner. No such ability to detect other personality traits, such as extroversion or neuroticism from facial characteristics alone has been found, but there are many other cues we can pick up on. Getting it wrong. An episode in a British courtroom some years ago illustrates how seriously misleading stereotypes can be. A young black lawyer with dreadlocks was escorting his client, a white man in a suit, into the courtroom for his trial. The usher directed the lawyer towards the prisoner's dock, on the presumption that he was the one who was charged. This resulted in great embarrassment all around. Clearly, the usher had seen many men with dreadlocks in the dock, but he had never previously encountered one who was a lawyer. Clothes make the person. What can we tell about a person by the way they dress? For one thing, we might get clues as to how much money they have to spend. It also gives away much about how they want to be seen by others, the image that they choose to project. Broadly speaking, men dress to display status. They use their clothes as a kind of uniform or badge of identity. Many men still wear a tie as a symbol of occupational status or respectability. However, showing freedom from the necessity of being bonded in this way may be an even greater statement of social power. Top actors like Colm Firth and businessmen like Richard Branson feel no need to conform in this way. A bow tie comes across as slightly arty and eccentric, if possibly a bit affected. Choice of color may also be telling. Research suggests that ambitious men and introverts favor discreet colors like gray, blue, and brown, while extroverts and thrill seekers go for brighter colors like red and orange. Women also often dress to display status, particularly those who hold positions of power. They may be sending signals to other women or colleagues concerning their wealth and social position, or that of their partner. Expensive jewelry, hairstyles, hats, and blatantly displaying designer labels help them to do this. Women may also dress to enhance sexual signals or dampen them down, depending on their interest at the time. Do you like me? One of the most important things to know about another person is whether or not they like us. This will determine the future of our relationship with them, regardless of whether they are potential business contacts, friends, or lovers. There are some social rituals such as handshakes, embraces, greetings, and gifts that might give us a clue as to how we are regarded. If they are deliberately withheld, then it might be deemed insulting and the message will be obvious. But usually we have to evaluate the manner in which they are conducted. Other useful signals of warmth and coldness can be more subtle but equally revealing. Warm signs may include 1. Eye contact, especially if slightly extended, indicates that the other person is interested. 2. Pupil dilation. This suggests particular interest, perhaps even romantic attraction. 3. Attentiveness. Listening carefully to what you have to say is a positive sign, as opposed to looking over your shoulder to see if there is someone more interesting. 4. Smiling and laughing generally signify warmth, even though there are certain types of laugh that border on the hostile. 5. Proximity. Generally speaking, people who like us get close and don't back off if we approach them. 6. Body orientation. People who like us orient their body towards us. Their feet point towards us, as though as they are inclined to move in our direction. When seated, they don't cross their legs, so their body is often towards us, not forming a barrier against us. 7. Preening. Various self-grooming behaviors like adjusting clothes and hair, standing tall and pulling in the stomach are flirtatious and suggest sexual attraction. 8. Grooming another. If attention is made towards improving the presentation of the other person, for example, adjusting their clothing or picking off lint, this is even more suggestive of attraction. 9. Excited movement. If a person cannot stay still in your presence, shows faster breathing, flushed face, and minor accident proneness, they are probably anxious to make a good impression. 10. Ownership signals. Finding a pretext to put a hand on your shoulder or an arm around you or surrounding you in such a way as to exclude others from conversation indicates strong interest. 11. Mirroring. When another person imitates our gestures shortly after we make them, they are showing us that they are in tune. Even walking in step is a positive sign. 12. Exposing the vulnerable parts. If someone exposes their wrists, leans their head back to make their neck open to you, or opens their arms so that the front of their body is accessible, this is a sign of trust. 13. There are various other gestures that carry specific connotations of sexual invitation. For example, lip smacking, crotch displays, stroking the thighs, loosening the shoes, arranging one's hands so that they point towards the genitals, and fondling phallic objects like a salt cellar. Virtually, all the warm signals listed here can be put into reverse so as to be signs of rejection. Lie to me. There is a fun parlor game that can be played with any number of people and which has been adopted as a TV game show. One individual tells three short and unlikely stories concerning experiences they have had in the past. One of the three stories is a total fabrication. The others have to guess which of the stories is the deception. They may back up their guesses with the observations they use to make their selection. Try playing this game with your family and friends. How reliably are you able to tell which story is false? What cues were you using to detect the lie? Do you think it matters whether the person telling the stories is a good actor? The image makers. In the modern world, there are many spin doctors and consultants who advise people on how to present themselves in dress and how to impress with their body language. Richard Nixon is widely supposed to have lost the presidential election to Kennedy because in the first ever TV debate between the candidates, he looked tired, sickly, and shadowy around the chin. Former British Prime Minister Lady Thatcher was advised to wear true blue suits with soft bows at the neck and to lower her voice tone to appear less strident. To what extent this contributed to her success is not known. But by contrast, one of her opponents who eschewed any such makeover, Michael Foot, was nicknamed Wurzel, a fictional scarecrow, by the media and crashed to the biggest ever election defeat. It is difficult to assess just how influential the image makers are in today's world, but the importance of first impressions combined with the rising influence of visual media suggests that the money invested in them could pay rich dividends. Conclusion. From interviews to dates, the boardroom to the stage, being aware of the nonverbal signals you and others send can have a huge impact on the relationships and success in life, for better or worse. You convey your intentions through body language, whether you're aware of them or not. By understanding body language, you can take control of the unspoken signals you give to others.